All right, what's going on, fam? This is Chris from the Black Is Crew, and we got a special podcast going on right now. If y'all didn't know, if you hadn't heard, our folk, Aaron from the Black Astronauts is soon to be a father coming up soon, and we just wanted to sprinkle some game on him, let him know what it's like to be a parent and what he's going to be expecting in parenthood. We got Aaron on the line. What is going on, man?
Help! Help!
All right. All right, I'm done with everything.
Nigga, we started the show. I hate you so much. I hate you so motherfucking much.
I put BRB.
That don't mean we ain't starting the show. Goddamn. Anyway, hey, Chris, keep all this shit in about how much I hate him.
Hey, so while we're on that subject of hating Feek, look, I want to go before Rock.
Okay. Anyway, I just want to say I appreciate y'all coming out. I know it's late, you know, but I'm looking forward to the jewels that you guys are all about to drop. Like, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm humbled that y'all will all take the time out of y'all day to speak to me and to speak to the audience, you know.
No doubt, man. Well, we got a full house, man. I'll just do the roll call. First off, we got the granddaddy, Mr. Moody.
Yo.
We got a
what up, family? We about to school a youngin' real quick. He got my only advice is gonna be to get some black hair dye, and I'll be done.
Right. That's accurate. It's accurate as fuck.
We got from the In Deep Show, my man Big B. What's going on?
What to do, what to do, what to do.
We got from the Welcome to the Village, KJ.
Man, what's good, y'all? It's your boy.
He's sober.
Boom. You can tell, right?
You sure can.
And his brothers from the Black Astronauts podcast. We got Rock and Feek. What's going on, brothers?
What's good? Yo. What's good? What's good? It's your boy, Brock.
I don't have a good catchphrase. At least not an introductory one. Hello. I am also from the Black Astronauts podcast. It's the best I got.
It's all good, man. We out here just having fun, enjoying ourselves. I know my wife, KC, mentioned to you, Aaron, that you had some questions. So did you want to hit us with the questions first? Or did you want us to sprinkle you with some advice first?
Well, what I'll do is I'll hit you with a question, and you know, we'll just go around table type deal. But my first question is, how do you handle it, man? Like, how do you handle that pressure? Because I come from a place where pressure busts pipes, man. And I'm as strong as I think I am. This has showed me I need to be stronger. So how do y'all handle that, man?
I think I'll go first. Y'all always talk about it's a running joke. I don't get things. I'm kind of oblivious to, certain realities. And, like, it's a joke, but real talk, that's on purpose. It's kind of like you got to respond and react to fatherhood, and not just now fatherhood, but being the leader of a household, almost from a space of virtual reality, where you can't allow yourself to get too mired in the hard stuff, the bullshit, the shit that don't go your way, the hormones that's about to just be a waterfall, all those things. You got to kind of just resign in your head that none of these things are real. Well, the only shit that's real is the goal you have for your child and your family. That's the only thing that's real. Everything else is minutia. So that's how I do it.
Yeah.
That was Feek, right? That was King Feek?
Yeah.
Right. That's Feek.
You know, Aaron, on my end, contrary to popular belief, you got to remember, the Most High has a sense of humor, you know what I'm saying? And, the old saying, he's only going to put on your plate what you can handle. But, just like a real quick story, I had my first child at 17, and, it was a lot for me as a 17. And I've had my son with me his entire life. And so I remember one night in particular, he just would not go to sleep. Every time I put him in a bed, cut the lights off, he just started losing his mind. And to make a long story short, it got to the point where I was like, if I turn this light off one more time and he gets up and starts crying, you know, I'm going to hurt something. You know what I'm saying? And I went, I clicked the light off, and sure enough, he got to screaming and hollering. And I turned around. I'm going to be honest with you. I was so frustrated. I turned around and started heading towards him and kicked the edge of the bed and ripped my toenail off.
Oh, damn.
And I was just like, the only thing I can do in all my pain was just look to the heaven and say, thank you, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Because if I could have had one more step, I might have got to him, you know?
Mm.
So some things are just going to happen for you, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, y'all know my temper.
So. I would just say,
Aaron,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Chris. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just gonna say, as long as you put the energy to your family and know that you're doing your all for them, everything else will kind of fall into its place. You do feel a little pressure going on, like, okay, how much of all this can I handle? But, you know, once you see the kid and y'all had that bond, which is probably going to be instant like it was for me, you don't worry about nothing. You just like, and I know you said you're having a girl. It's just like, hey, I'm going to be here for her, and whatever she need, whatever I got to do, I got it. And you don't even stress all that little stuff. For me, that's how it is, though.
I can see that.
Well, Alan, this is Moody. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, man, really, as far as dude, I've learned 11 years going on 12 as a father. This is going to be about who you are. Well, one thing that I found out about fatherhood, like, I thought I was a bad motherfucker, dude, in all ways, shape, and form. And it took fatherhood to let me know who I was. See, the person that you are right now is really going to determine what kind of father that you're going to be. From what I gather from you, you're a dedicated person. You're a strong mind person. You're a strong will person. That has to translate as a father, because you've never been tested like this before. You know, niggas in the street can't test you like raising a child. Forget raising a child. Raising a daughter can. The job can't test you like raising a child can. This is going to come down to you. And Big B said something that we get on the point of losing it at certain points in times with our kid. But every time that you feel yourself being challenged, or every time that you think that you're losing it, I want you to remember, when you disrespect your fatherhood, you will be disrespecting yourself. And it's really like the ultimate disrespect. Disrespecting yourself as a father is even worse than disrespecting yourself as a man or a husband. So raising this princess right here, this is going to be who you are about right now and who you are going to grow to be. If you have faith in yourself right now, Aaron, if you feel confident right now, that is the kind of father that you're going to be, because I think everybody on this phone will agree that you are a perfectionist and you don't settle for less. So just prepare yourself to be who you are now exponentially. And don't take any shit, not from the wife, not from the daughter. Aaron, don't take any shit from yourself. You're about to be challenged. We're about to see who you really are. Fuck the podcasting. We're about to see the man that you really are.
That's real.
Hey, yeah. Yo. So, hey, Aaron, man, as far as handling things, bro, let me tell you like this. Just be prepared, man. That's all I can tell you. You know, it's a new challenge every day with children. If there was a book and I knew about it, I would have bought it my damn self. But there's no book. There's no nothing. This is experience, man. You got to live and learn, man. Like, I make the joke all the time. My first child, he's 6 now. And I tell everybody, he was my test kid. You know, I tested all the dumb stuff on him. You know, I know that sounds crazy, but we had fun. You know, I made it fun. But you're going to live. You're going to learn. You're going to grow with this child. So just remember that as you're having a daughter, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So as she's growing, you're growing with her. So all the experiences that she has, all the experiences that you guys have together, it's just going to teach you. And that's all it's going to be, man. It's going to be a day-to-day lesson. And just stand by to learn a new thing every day, man, because you'll be amazed at what you can teach your old dog. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Preach.
Yeah. Man, I just wanted to add, you know, you got to just pay attention to the patterns. You know me, I always take everything back to management. And one of the things I tell people when they're going into a new circumstance is, you know, don't try to change anything the first year, really. Just observe and pay attention. Learn the patterns. And in a lot of ways, it's kind of the same thing. The first year is going to go so fast. But, you know, your baby girl is going to change daily. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like, you come home from work and you look at her and it's like, did you grow a centimeter? Like, what? You different. You know, but watch how that happens. And, you know, another part of it is, you know, especially like if your wife is going to breastfeed, you know, your baby ain't going to be all that into you in the beginning. She's going to be like, you not that milk nigga. Sorry. And I know all the fellas, I know all of y'all had this experience where y'all was like, man, she don't love me like that. You know, but the truth of the matter is, you know, your presence is setting a foundation that has to be there. You know, like the divine creator is intentional about that. There is supposed to be that separation. It's going to fall in place with everything else. So, you know, my thing is just pay attention to the patterns and understand that, you know, God has a divine order and your job is to be there. You know.
Boom. Yes, period. Sir. Goddamn. Mm-hmm. Hey, who's moderating this? Who is this, Chris, or who's doing this?
Yeah, I'm moderating, but it's pretty much a free flow right now.
Hey, when we're done schooling Aaron, can I get some advice from these niggas too? Because I got some questions in my life I need to know about. This is all expert shit right here, man.
It's funny, man.
I mean, we can all learn from each other, man.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Indeed.
This is the thing that, and not to get too deep, but this is the rarity, man. You have different age groups, different demographics, different parts of the country, and we all come together as promoting fatherhood, man. Like, and this is what the media won't show, and this is like the dopest thing ever.
Man, please speak on that, man, for real. They won't show this.
Mm. Nah, they can't show it because they know what's going to happen.
That shit is scary to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's right.
Very fearful.
God forbid.
Because, you know, statistics show one of y'all should be, you know, leaving your baby at home and or you should be running away and having 18 kids. Or
should not know who the fuck they are at all.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, let me say this real quick, fellas, and I will try my best. Please don't hold me to it, but I promise you, y'all know how I am, man. I try my best, but there was actually they actually did a study, and I don't know if people were aware that black men, this is something that I was amazed at, just off of all the rhetoric and what we have to go through. There was a study that showed that black men are actually more engaged with their children than any other race of man. So I think that a lot of times when we get this bad rap, y'all, we know that as a small group, we may not have the power to globally show what the truth is. It basically, we are involved in our children's life. There's a lot of factors that go into why we may not be there or not. We don't want to get into a bashing session, but the thing about it is we are involved. So, you know, what I suggest that we all do it one at a time. You know, we don't have the power to globally show people what we're really about. I've always been amazed when people say that what black men don't do. I'm a sports dad and I see black dudes with their kids all the fucking time.
Right.
And so do it one at a time. You know, we can do things one brick at a time. We just have to be committed to it. And I'm actually very honored. This is why I rushed to be here. There's not a guy on this phone that I don't think is like a mentor for someone, you know, and I'm really happy to be in this company just to be like 100 with y'all. But Black Brothers is doing, yo, we doing it. We're not black, but y'all know what I mean. We doing it.
Right.
Right.
We doing it.
Men
y'all.
Doing their things. That's all it is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All that is just motivation. I mean, it's like your kid is like the championship. And I mean, all this talk of which brothers can't do and fathers ain't there and all that is just motivation. This is like, word, we can't, okay. I'm going to show you what's up. It's just, for me, it's just more fuel. I'm like, that's on some bullshit. Y'all can take that and believe it what you want, but to me, that's not true. You know, I had an example and, you know, I want to make sure my son knows what a father really is. And that's the only way to do it is to make sure I'm there for my son so he can see what it is and then, you know, passing that down.
Absolutely.
And that way the legacy always lives on. Like, you got to think the things that we teach our kids are some of the things that we were taught. I mean, yeah, it may not seem like, you know, it's like the best thing at the time, but, you know, you hear, you made it, you got through, you know, you can look at your father now and be like, you know, damn, like this dude really did it. And this is why he did that. And I can understand that. So don't be afraid, you know what I'm saying, to really get down on a little girl, especially, man, really, you ain't got to be harder, but just let them know, man, like, you know, little boys is ignorant, and there are some fathers that they just keep it 100. You know, little boys are ignorant, and there are fathers that teach their little boys, just go on and get it, son, and move on about your business. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
just make sure that baby is educated, man, because, like I said, the fathers here, I teach my little boys, hey, be real. Don't be an asshole. I teach them that. I got a 6 and a 2-year-old. Mm-hmm. But there are some men that just like, you know what? It is what it is. What my dad taught me is what I'm going to teach my boys. And it has to stop at some point.
Yeah, Aaron, let me say one thing real quick. I just don't want to forget this, but it is important. You know KJ's is it an avatar? Everybody on the phone is really tech savvy except for me. Is it shit? Is the fucking picture on your podcast an avatar?
Yeah, you can call it that.
Okay. Okay, but you know, a lot of times, Aaron, if you ever come into question, and I really needed to say this now before I forget, if you ever come into question what your existence is as a father, look at KJ's avatar. It's a bunch of shoes in a circle.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if that makes sense to everybody, but it really means that this is home.
That's
it. This is the union. This is the continuation. This is the commitment. Those, you know, I come in, I'm a neat freak, and I come in my house sometimes, and my girls, I'm married, obviously, and I have one child, but their shoes are all over the place. And right when I'm about to explode from it, I look at their shoes like I'm providing the shoes.
Yeah.
I am here. I'm here keeping all that together. So I think sometimes we have to pull strength from things maybe we wouldn't have paid attention to or that seemed a little insignificant at the time. But if you ever feel yourself challenged, look at that avatar from Welcome to the Village. I always look at that. It's inspiring all the time. And KJ, I apologize to you for not letting you know that, but it has always been something that has inspired.
It's all good, bro. I appreciate it.
Another thing, since we're kind of talking about like the concept of your unit, I don't remember who in my family it was that told me this, you know, a minute ago. But a lot of people, especially, you know, the moms, the wives, this is going to be going to be to you make, this, to make happen. This happen. You want to make sure that you and your wife are the most important parts of this family unit. It's not the baby. The baby and further along the lines, the child is going to be a residual effect of how strong your union with your wife is. And if you allow kind of the kid to be the focal point of your relationship, then you set yourself up for stress. But if you and your wife are so strong and so loving towards each other, that love is going to automatically translate into your child. You see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
All right, man. You got another question for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've talked about how you handle the stress and things like that, but you know,
I'm a good, fun-loving guy. Like, I can be ignorant at times. How do you stay you without going crazy? You know, because I see guys, especially where I used to work in retail, where, you know, they didn't lost their mind. Like, they running around, they screaming, they hollering. You know that's not me. Everybody on this call knows that's not me. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, how do you keep that you in and not lose it, you know?
Hey, can I answer that real quick?
Go for it.
Let me say it like this. I have my thing, and my wife has her thing that she does. I do martial arts, done it all my life. So I say, so you don't lose your mind, you have to carve out an hour for yourself, man. If you just go for a walk, just carve out an hour for yourself, man, and go hit the weights. Go play some hoop. Go do whatever you're going to do. Hop online, play games, whatever. Because you'll look up and you'll realize, damn, I ain't done nothing but take care of this wife and this baby. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but when you start going crazy and you realize when you're angry, and it'll become an external thing. You'll start to verbalize it a little bit because you're tired, you're stressed out. So, man, I encourage you just to always do something for yourself too. Just get out of the house for like an hour, just walk. You know, when the baby sleep, you know, she sleep, man, just do something for yourself so you don't keep your own head straight.
Yeah. And whatever it is, start it now. Like, I know the time is winding down, but you can't start that shit after baby get there. You got to start it now so you get some momentum. You be like, I always did this shit. What do you mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm serious, though.
So the Xbox is probably going to be your thing, I'm assuming. I know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, real talk, I didn't play a game like after my son was born. I hardly played anything for a good 2 months until you saw that picture of him strapped to the damn baby Bjorn with the ball in his mouth and I got the controller in my hand. That was the only time I got to play. You know, but you know what? What I did is I just finagled it into some real shit because I was like, look, I ain't got to work tomorrow. We know this little boy ain't about to sleep, so I'm going to stay up all night, play this bad boy, get full. You know, I'm going to do exactly what I want to do in the first fucking place. I don't want to go to sleep.
Right.
So, you know, figure out maneuver. Use the maneuvers. Just maneuver shit where you need it to be.
Aaron, I really want to hear what Big D and Chris have to say, but I'm just going to tell you, hey, dude, you know my style, kid. Just keep podcasting.
Yeah.
I mean, not right. I mean, right now, what you're getting ready to go through, you got to turn. This mic got to take a delay. That's why you're doing what you're doing right now. But, dude, come up with something new that lets you be you. Come up with, do a temporary, hey, y'all, I'm going to give y'all a 90-day. This shit is coming out one time a week for 90 days. The New Daddy Podcast. Do something that keeps you in touch with who you always were. And that somebody says something about video games. And, yeah, do that time and cut that time out. But once again, like we talked about at the beginning, this is your test of who you are. You know, I'm not a video game guy, but I do like video games, but you may, Aaron, end up not being able to do that. Because one thing about when my daughter was born, she wasn't really a crier. She didn't cry, period. And so we thought she was, you know, touched to something. And she was just a very pleasant child. But at the same time, because of who I am, when I sat down to be myself, even too much silence from her broke me doing me because I had to go peep on her. So do something creative, man. Talk to your queen about the fact that you're going to have to do you. I think a lot of times we don't communicate well with the babies when babies come. And everybody wants to branch off into an individualism thing and it kind of clashes. You have to have the kind of mate that knows he needs a break and I need a break. And I think the best way, Aaron, for you to get a break is going to be to make sure that whenever she can, she gets a break.
Yeah.
And I think that she's going to respect you doing you even more.
Yeah, I was going to piggyback on that. You just have to make time for yourself. And somewhat you need to have time within the groups like – you'll need to have time where it's the three of you guys. You'll need to have time where it's just you and your daughter. And then, you know, it's time where it's your wife and your daughter. And then you're going to need to make time for yourself. And she'll need time for herself. Because I've seen a lot of these marriages and growing up and watching. And you don't want to lose yourself because you see, like you said, people just kind of lose it. And like, I don't have any time for myself. Like, you do have to make time. Like I said, just communicate with your spouse. You know, you both have an idea of what the things you like to do. You know, the first few months, some of that stuff will probably get put in the back burner just because the baby's going to need all your time. But you are going to need to make sure that you have some sort of outlet that, like, all right, when I just need to focus on me, like, I just want to do me, do something that reminds me of myself, something that's fun, something that's just a release, so I can kind of like, all right, I'm not stressed out anymore. Okay. And then when you see a little girl again, you're like, hey, and you jump back into like it's nothing. And not them guys where it's like you see the kid and you're like, oh, fuck, here we go. Another 24 hours. You know, it's, you do have to have some release. If it's the video games, if it's your music, you walk, gym, podcast, basketball, anything, just something like just even just a half hour. Like, let me just, especially when the baby's asleep around this time, when they do take naps, man.
You take a nap.
Take it, man. Baby. Yeah. You take a nap.
Anybody like, do that? I mean, honestly,
hell yeah, no. I did that shit.
Really?
Hell yes. Yeah.
Yes.
You got to, man.
But then again, now again, you know, me and my wife, we were, you know, lucky on one end, but obviously nobody wants to go through, you know, having a baby in the hospital. But when we got, you know, my son at the hospital, we were both home for another, you know, 4 weeks with him.
Right.
And so we were just in the house on some nesting shit. And when he went to sleep, it was like, all right, that's what we do. We would just knock right the fuck out until he woke up again, you know, almost all the time.
That's really sleep good. Machine. You got I'm to see man.
Big B.
yo.
I want to know because I think I know what he's going to say, and it's going to be really profound to a degree. So. I'm kind of interested because everybody's in. By the way, y'all, I'm stealing material here. y'all niggas is dropping jewels and I'm scribbling on paper. Now, tomorrow, when I do a podcast called Moody's Father Advice, don't nobody be calling me and hunt me down.
Give him my credit.
No, honestly, I was over here just jotting some stuff down. And I mean, you guys pretty much hit on all cylinders on that topic there. You just, like you said, you just got to, you know, carve out your little thing that you know, that puts a smile on your face. And when you can squeeze it in. And, you know, I don't think you're going to have trouble being you. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's you're just going, like you said, you're a fun-loving type of dude, you know, and all your baby's going to do is just pull more of that out of you. So, you know, there's going to be times you're going to just kind of pause and catch yourself like, okay, am I really down here on the floor just singing and acting crazy and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and I'm going to tell you, I mean, there was times for, you know, my youngest, you know, she was in her infancy around the time when like the Wiggles were real hot and stuff. Man, I caught myself singing the Wiggles songs and shit while I'm at work. You get to that zone and that regimen, and you know, and it comes in handy because when you get her and she miserable and nothing else is working, and you see yourself with your, you know, your wife beater and your drawers and your socks and you doing wiggle dances and doing the, you know, mimicking that stuff to keep a smile on her face, it's going to come natural for you.
Right. Yeah. I just want to say, I know before we move on to the next question about you being yourself, that's all you really need to be with your child is be you. You want them to know who you are. So don't feel like you got to fake or kind of be somebody else or be, you know, what people going to tell you to do, because you're going to get a lot of that. People giving you advice. Just be you. And show your child who it is you are, and they'll love you for it, man.
I don't know about a lot of you guys, and you know, I don't, you know everyone's relationships with their parents or whatever, but I just remember times of me growing up when my father would just like just say some of the most craziest things out of frustration and anger, and I would look at him and be like, dude, what's wrong with you, man? What is your problem? But I just bust out laughing now when, you know, I'll be like, you know, come on, back, Kayla, get up, you know, put your clothes on, blah, blah, blah. And when, you know, I'm rushing, I'm throwing my clothes on, and I peep back in her room. She done climbed back in bed. And I start speaking tongues, and then I'm like, God damn it, I'm my father. That's just what's going to happen.
Indeed.
I'm ready to hear from y'all, man. Like, I'm ready to catch the knowledge, man. You know, whatever y'all.
Am I the only one that dropped one of your jewels like in the middle of the conversation? So I think we should drop it down to one per.
I mean, there's a lot in there. I mean,
I threw a couple of my bullets already. I got to make some new shit.
Hey, man, just take your time. I didn't know, you know, I knew with all these guys on here, I was like, I need to write down like 8 damn things that come to my head if shit is going to be taken.
Feek is never prepared. It's okay.
I mean, which means I'm always prepared if you think about it.
That is.
Hilarious.
Speaking of which, on a lighter note, man, try to not to fuck with Google. I know we got some older gentlemen on the show right now who have not had like infants during the era of Google, but I can tell you, especially having a child that had a medical issue, Google is the fucking devil with the baby, man. Like you'll start googling, and you'll start hitch, fuck this echo. You'll start seeing pictures. You'll start seeing all these exotic fucking jungle diseases that all start with a cough. You know what I'm saying? So it's like try to just keep real even keel, because your wife is going to generally follow your lead on that, and then the baby picks up on that energy. So try to err on the side of caution, but do that with caution, if that makes sense.
That is so fucking hilarious, because let me tell you how to combat Google. I'm in the ATL, and my daughter, what is she? She's 11, so she's Google age, but we were the quintessential, if she calls, I was like, yo.
I'm still here.
I'm talking to Echo out. We good?
Yeah. That's weird. Like, you got to talk it out sometimes.
Yeah, that's cool. And we, Chris is a master editor. Hey, Chris, man, congratulations, motherfucker. Congratulations on your editing you're about to be doing, bro. Hey, listen, it was so funny because what Feek just said is hilarious, because my daughter would cough, and I get online, and I walk upstairs with like a red face and obviously a beer. I said, yo, I think she got Brazilian jungle disease up in this motherfucking dump. I read that shit on WebMD. The way that she coughed, the decibel was over 10. And you know, let me tell people how to combat that. Get a hotline to like ours is Children Healthcare of Atlanta. Get a hotline that can combat the foolishness that you actually do see like on WebMD and Google. Because like when you get scared off of what you Google, and when you get scared off what you research off WebMD, you'll call the nurse's hotline, which is 24 hours, and they get back to you in about 10 minutes. And they'll be like, sir, did you Google Bavarian jungle disease? Yeah, I get it. But she doesn't have that. She has a cold. She's just fine. Take her to the doctor tomorrow. So you guys get a hotline and stay off the internet. So that was brilliant. Stay off the fucking internet, man. You go crazy.
And I'm so guilty of that, too. I ain't going to bullshit you.
We all do that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the other end of the spectrum is develop a looked concerned face.
Oh, shit.
I mean,
When you really don't give a fuck, you're like, yes.
Because your wife is going to just be talking. She's going to be expressing thoughts and shit, and it is about the baby. You know what I mean? So you gotta have this default and a sound. You know, like it's like the next generation of, you know, like coming up, we all had the women and they be on the phone. You be like, uh huh, yeah,
For real, that's crazy. You know, that shit, you got to come up with a daddy version of that.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, but it's real shit, man. Because if they think you're not paying attention, they're going to hate you.
Somebody playing Thriller in the background?
somebody turning up a medieval will up in this motherfucker, dude.
Hey, did somebody just get yoked up?
The Iron Maiden? What the
somebody with stupid okay. sauce?
But you know what? So, hold on, real quick. Just to piggyback on what Rock just said, you can have that look, but you're going to have to develop a pause with it. Because but I'm going to tell you now, if you freak out, they freak out.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, for instance, like me and Moody been rapping. My daughter's been dealing with some sort of stomach bug for the last 2 weeks. So it's like I've cleaned projectile vomit off every corner of my house within the last 2 weeks. But she runs into my room. She's doubled up crying, daddy, something's wrong, blah, blah, blah. And I'll just kind of, you know, I'll kind of yawn off like, yeah, okay, baby, you'll be fine. Just go on and sit down. And as soon as she breaks the door sill in my room, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, what the hell? Scared death. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you cannot let them see that. If she falls and skins her knee, you know, pick her up and high five, like, good job. Yeah, I'm telling you, if she sees you panic, you're going to have to talk off the ledge.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you can't do that. When they get to falling, you just can't. You're gonna have that. Like, oh, you all right? You might do that the first couple times, but you got to nip that in the butt. They'll react and start crying because you freaked out.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this to be honest with you, at least from my perspective, that's a gender thing though, because like I don't have a son, but I've coached plenty of kids, and I dated a woman that had a very young child. And when he fell down the steps, I was like, if you don't get your chipped tooth, broken ankle ass up and walk that shit off. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you, God? But see, like with my daughter sneezed so hard one time, her nose started bleeding. I think I passed out and came back to the hospital. It's like with little girls, man, I'm telling you, they are... There's something poisonous about little girls, dude. That you can't treat them like little boys. Like, you elbow little boys in the chest, man. But little girls, you like, if you do it again, I'm gonna fuck you up. And that'll be the 15th time you told her that without fucking her. So that's, you know, I think it's a gender thing to a degree.
So since we own gender, you know what I'm saying? You can't raise a little girl like a little boy. So I don't know if I'm the only, am I the only dude with a boy?
Nah.
KJ and Chris.
Let me tell you like this. I taught my MB son too. How to slide down the stairs head first. You think I gave a fuck about him falling? Man, hell nah. I let that shit ride. I look at him like, you gonna get up or what? I mean, you ain't bleeding. You ain't got a concussion. Get your ass up. That's it. And you walk away.
So I agree with that. But don't, you know, and this is, again, you know, disclaimer, I don't have a little girl. But this is from books. I'm going to put that disclaimer out there. So if you put stock in books, you know, you holler at me. If you don't, then, you know, you can mute the shit for the next couple of seconds. But you can't girl up little girls too much, because you're going to leave them defenseless without you after when you're not around. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, you know, like, what? Be easy as much as you can on all the pink and the easy bake ovens and the princess shit. Like, you know, because you setting them up for niggas like some of the niggas you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So niggas like Rock, who set out that laugh like, yeah, I remember that bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do exactly the same things, but, you know, keep stuff like that in mind. There's a lot of stuff out there now for girls that wasn't out there, you know, 20 years ago, that's going to, you know, put a different spin on what your girl is going to want to and be able to do. You know, all that, all this Real Housewife shit and this Bad Girls Club shit, that shit starts early with the type of things you tell them are cool. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
I say that having a boy. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. By the way, KJ, I did want to say something really, really quick. By the way, KJ, both you're still doing it. We both spent our lives doing martial arts and competitively. Just to let you know, the whole sun down the steps head first. You know why that is, KJ? Because we have a mental dysfunction. We are mentally that's because we're mentally KJ, the reason I had a leg surgery that took 3 years to rehab is because if I had a little boy, I would have told them to slide down the steps head first. So just for all of you fight enthusiasts out there, we're not all together, and that's the reason that we do shit like that.
Oh, yep. Just on the side note, to let everybody know, my baby girl is going into MMA class at age 3 with me.
Very, very early.
So,
Aaron, my child is 11. I'm a second degree. I'm pretty sure I'm not close to what KJ is, but my daughter is 11 years old. She's a gymnast on top of that. My daughter, literally, I took her to a dojo. They said, if she commits to this, she's a killer. You have to keep her from getting natural. Because I've been grappling with her since she was about 3 years old.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
good.
Yo, hey, Moo, let her get a little bit of cauliflower ear, and she a bad motherfucker.
The boys won't like it, but I bet they won't fuck with her.
You damn right they won't.
Yeah, I was
I'm gonna be like, hey son, you see a chick with cauliflower, yeah, you be easy.
No, I was about to smack her, son. Yo, why you ain't smack her, B? Yo, she had cauliflower ear, my nigga.
Like, you don't get that from being soft, nigga. You gotta roll with niggas.
That is hilarious.
Shit, you been in the fucking trenches.
Hey, man, I will say this, because I know you got a this is one of my things for when you got a kid, a baby, and I don't know how it is because I don't have a daughter, but expect to get some piss and shit on you at least one time and just be like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Let that shit go.
Yeah, both Rock and Feek have been preparing me for that every show.
Right.
They be rubbing it in. Oh, nigga, my son pissed on me twice this week. Like, oh, good, great. Fantastic. That's what I like to hear.
It'll happen. Probably once or twice.
Shit is real.
My son took a dump on my chest, man, for real. My son took a shit on my chest, dog. I looked at it, and I was like, why are we here, first of all? That's all I can say.
Oh, yeah, them diapers do not hold everything in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my daughter threw up in my mouth, dude. So I'm
I've heard about it.
Yeah,
about it. That happened to you, man.
She was the cutest thing in the world until then. I was a new dad. She just ate probably about 20 minutes previous, and I used to call her Tabby Cat because she was so tiny that I could hold her literally in the air in the palm of my hand, and so. I'm like, oh, look at my tabby cat. And she let go all of the food she had ever consumed from birth. And funny enough, it all went in my mouth. And my wife was like, you know what was so hilarious about that? You didn't even have any spackle on your face, dude. It went all in your mouth. So, it is repulsive. But I'm going to tell y'all, at the same time, those moments and I think, Aaron, if you have questions or if Chris is, I don't think we want to jump ahead, but let's, hopefully we will get to moments, because those moments that were so repulsive at that time, they are things that you take with you to your grave, because they become the most, sometimes things that are so hideous become beautiful.
Yeah. I'm enjoying everything, man. I'm just enjoying everything. Like, I'm sitting back taking it in, man.
Hey, man, you should, man.
So, another thing to think about, you know, as you're taking all this advice, have the spirit of, especially this is going to be more so for your wife because the pressure and the scrutiny on her is going to be tougher, but fuck advice. Like, motherfuckers gonna have all kinds of shit. Oh, motherfuckers gonna judge you. You know, I'm not say fuck advice. I'm not gonna say fuck advice. What I'm trying to say is have no sense of, well, everybody else ain't doing it, so I guess we're not gonna do it. Like, carve out your own plan.
Right.
You know, like, you know, I'll never forget, we, you know, my son wasn't sleeping. We had just resided in our head that, look, he's gonna wake up 3 times a night and we're just gonna trade off. Every other day, this your night, this my night, this your night, this my night. And we went to a get-together with some other folks with babies. And this country dude and his wife were like, yeah, so we took a bottle, we stuck a knife in that motherfucker, and we put cereal in it and with the formula, and then did this, that, and the third. We call that shit knockout juice. Then everybody was like, oh, my God, you're not supposed to do that. Man, me and my wife looked at each other like, shit. We went home and tried that shit. It was like, this is the best thing ever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and so you may not want to do that, but be of the spirit of if your kid is healthy and doing what they're supposed to do, then you're doing it right.
Yeah.
If you absolutely win by the baby not dying, that's the key. Right. The baby's alive, win.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Hell yeah. Baby lives, you win. Okay, everybody. All of us are stealing shit from each other tonight. Y'all niggas put that number one. If the baby lives, you win.
Right.
I will say this, because I know we've gotten a little bit to some of the stuff I have on here is for discipline and just from watching other kids. If you see something, and this could be at, you know, just fatherhood in general at whatever age, if you see a problem, if you see a pattern of something that could be a problem, stop it immediately. Do not, if they do something that you can tell like is not right, let them know it's not right. Do not be the parents who just be like, oh, well, my kid disrespect me and I don't say nothing and it's cool. And then they 16 and they still doing it to you. Because I know a couple who their kid would, you know, kind of you get in the face and tell him no, he would hit you. And it's a baby, but still kind of like, you know, hit you in the face, just kind of swing at you. And I was like, my son did that early on. And I was like, nah, we're not having that. And then he did it once on my mother-in-law and my mom. And I was almost like, did you just hit my mama? Like, I, you know, I looked him in the face. I didn't get off. Yeah, but I was just, he knew when I looked at him, like, you ain't doing that. That ain't cool. We're not allowing that. I'm not accepting that from you. You do it again, I'm going to get in your face every time you do it until you realize that that's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that, you know, I see too many parents don't do, too scared to discipline their kid. And, you know, every couple has their way of wanting to discipline their child or whatnot. You don't have to spank them. It's up to you. But you got to do something to let them know that when they're doing something wrong, it's wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Chris, you're correct. Over in the Moody household, we fuck kids up. but the thing that could be the truest in the world is I'm a very spiritual person, but I'm not a very church going kind of guy, anything like that. You spare. Let me kind of paraphrase the Bible here. Spare the motherfucking rod and you will spoil the motherfucking child.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline. My daughter, I put hands on her. One of the most notorious stories in my household. When she was about to turn 2 years old, she was walking from 8 months. So she was already all over the place. But we were in the first house we had ever bought in Georgia, and she walked into the kitchen and she touched the stove. Now, the stove was off. The stove had not been turned on. She touched the stove. The stove was ice cold. I said, no, the stove is hot. She looked at me defiantly, even at her age, and touched the stove again. And I walked up to her. and I did a motherfucking open hand uppercut ass shot on her. that lifted her about 4 feet in the air. My wife almost lost her mind. My wife was ready to call Johnny Cochran, Gwinnett Police, everybody. And she said, "How? What the hell?" My wife doesn't even curse, and she was like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" And I said, "See, what I just did just now will keep her from being burnt by a stove forever." and guess what, fellas? 11 years later, my child has never got burned by a stove. She don't fuck with fire. And she cooks. Look, this girl helped me light grill. She helped me put the meat on. She put the charcoal fluid on the grill and lights the grill. But you gotta, if I had a spare that rod at that time, see, every time that we hesitate in discipline, we give kids leeway to do the wrong thing. I know a lot of people are not into corporal punishment, but I'll fuck a kid up. I'll fuck them up. And let me tell you something, y'all. If you spare that hand of a man, forget the women for a minute. That's the best thing about every man on this phone. We're not them guys that left the responsibility of our children to just one woman to take care of it all on their own. You're talking to real men on this phone. My hand and my voice is the biggest authority in my house. When I open my mouth, I ain't got to hit nobody. That goes for my wife and my daughter. But with my daughter, I knew I put hands on you. Now, with that being said, fellas, real quick as I close out on that, my daughter has not had a spanking in probably 6 years. She hasn't needed to have one because I fucked her up when she touched that stove. And so what you do now will resonate later positively.
No doubt. But one thing for sure, if that's the route you're going to go, again, you're going to have to find you a little room. Because I'm gonna tell you, after you got to spank that ass one time or two times or whatever, mm-hmm. it's gonna hurt you so much worse.
Yeah.
So, but you can't show it to her. You better go find the bathroom, lock yourself in the bathroom, and get it out of you. But don't let her see you cracking like, "Oh, that hurt daddy worse than it hurt me."
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, let me go ahead and say this. I don't have a little girl. I got little boys. I'm like Moody. I will fuck a kid up. I ain't gonna lie. I put my son in rear naked choke before.
I knew you was gonna say that. That's the only thing I can think of is this.
Let you go, KJ. Let you go, baby.
Putting his little ones in leg locks and rear naked chokes.
Yeah, I don't even fuck around. I don't play. I don't hit. I don't want to leave marks. You know, my son goes to school with a bunch of white kids. I don't need that shit in my life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So. Choke a nigga out a little bit. Mm-hmm. On about your business.
Let him recover. He's real settled down to think about what he did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't a whole lot of crying if they pass out.
I know how to control it, but
right.
You know,
I'm thinking the passed out part. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah,
we got no real training. Right.
But that's what I do, man. I rarely ever hit my sons, man. It takes a lot for me to hit my kids, but I will. Slap that choke on them every now and again. Let them know you can get it all the way.
And keep it
pushing.
And if you are mm-hmm. fearful of, you know, the direct violence, you can always, you know, mental shit is just as effective sometimes. And plus, you know, you pledge, nigga. You'll put his ass in the chair, put his ass at the table, make him think about it. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. I got that shit on a regular basis. Well, not a regular basis, thank God, but I got that shit plenty of times. From, you know, uncles and cousins and whatnot. Mm. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, you just let it go. Once you make your point as to what they did wrong, that's it. You don't hold them. You don't get mad at them like 5 minutes later about it. You just, hey, you did wrong. Don't do it again. You got it? All right, cool. So let's go back to what we was doing.
Yeah. You got now listen, real quick, guys, I had one of my wife's, his son, well, he passed away, God bless his soul, but his son, you know, a mother's trying to raise a, you know, headstrong young black kid. So we said for the summer, send him down here. And when they told him he was coming to stay with me for the summer, he was like, I don't want to stay with Uncle Jeff. I don't want to stay with Uncle Jeff. That's where you're going, nigga. So they sent him here. And you know what he learned in my house within 2 weeks of being in my house? He learned a phrase that I made up that is called respect the solar plex. Respect the solar plex. Now, let me, for though I'm pretty sure all of you know what that is, but you know, your solar plexus is pretty much a bunch of radiating nerve fibers. And when you pop a man in that, I don't care who he is, 8 feet, 2 feet, 4 feet, he going down, baby. That is one of the biggest branches of nerves in your stomach. So it's called respect the solar plex. So he came here with the rah-rah. The first time I popped him in the solar plex, he went in the bathroom and he took a shit. Now listen, but no, wait, hold on now. I'm being serious. Now I'm a big dude and I'm a short, but I'm a big dude and he was a kid. So I didn't hit him like I would hit a man, but I hit him to let him know. Now, this was many years ago. This kid is getting ready to graduate out of with honors. And when you talk to him, his biggest memory is respect the solar plex. Because in between breaking him down with that discipline, we went and got ice cream. We went and played basketball. We had girl conversations. We did all of that. If you spare that rod, you will spoil that child. And that's all I'm saying. That's a real life testament to what I think is the proper way to handle discipline.
Absolutely.
I thought the phrase that you was going to say was going to be, don't touch the bell.
and you talk about chokeouts now. He might have lost his life touching my bell now. But respect the bell. Respect the bell. But let me tell you something, y'all. That discipline, it does work. And I do respect parents that don't do corporal punishment. I think that's a good thing if your child is built for that, but every child is not built for that. To be quite honest with you, some kids got to get fucked up. And they learn more from getting fucked up than they learn from time out. Because, you know, if you put me, I'm a writer. If you put me in the corner, I'm going to just write a song in the corner. I don't give a fuck how long I'm in the corner. But if you pop me in the solar plex, I'm paying attention to what you say from here on in.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, my wife, she learned, you know, all y'all probably know, I got little brothers. And my one little brother is a knucklehead. I love him to death. But the baby boy he's like the embodiment of me. If I had all the things in the world I could ever want, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just imagine being able to call a big brother and be like, hey man, I would like these new shoes, please. and that would be it for him to get them, you know? So he's a little spoiled, but of course, you know, he did something in my house and we was on the way to my little sister's graduation. And my wife, who has never, ever, she's probably heard me yell 3 times. Like, I'm not that type of dude. So I called his full name and she was like, ooh. She was like, ooh, that's your daddy voice. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, nigga, I left the room. I was like, oh, I must have developed one of those. So awesome. Yeah. So I think that, you know, I don't know which way I'm going to go. I appreciate both ways because I used to get my ass knocked out. Like, my uncles used to wear me out because I'm a bigger guy. And, you know, I was bigger than my mom at the time. So it wasn't nothing you could do to me to hurt me. You know what I'm saying? But my uncles used to lay me out. And I learned that, you know, I learned that they was doing it for the right reasons.
Right. And make sure the kid understands that.
Yeah.
Don't just haul off and whip his ass. I mean,
you see a lot of, you know, being a teacher, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't nothing more annoying than, like, having somebody drunk parent come up to get their kid a whipping and then leave at, like, 11 o'clock in the afternoon? Mm. It's like, this don't mean shit. Stop drinking. You know.
just taking a quick break. Hope everybody's enjoying what they're listening to. This is a fun podcast to do, y'all, for real. We did it about a month ago, and I can officially say that Aaron's baby girl has arrived. So congrats to Aaron and his wife. Seen the picture of him on Facebook. Proud papa, as we all were and still are. And please show your love to all the podcasters that have been, that are on this particular episode, man. Everybody on here is hard working. We love to put out great content for everybody to listen to. And, you know, it's all about the support your own. So, you know, hit us up. Let us know what you think of the podcast and all our thoughts and things that we expressed. If you enjoyed it, you want to chime in, give Aaron some more advice that you think he may need. You know, you can hit us all up. You can hit the brothers up, Aaron, Feek, and Rock from the Black Astronauts. Hit them up at the Black Astronauts Podcast at gmail.com. Mr. Moody, you can hit him up at Mr. Moody's Hood at gmail.com. My man Big B from the In Deep Show, you can hit him up at indeepshow@yahoo.com. KJ from the Welcome to the Village Podcast, you can hit him up at welcome2@thevillage.gmail.com. And myself, Chris, you can hit me up at thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. And all of our podcasts can be found on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. You know, good times had by all in this podcast. I want to say it was an honor and a pleasure to be a part of it. And let's get back into it, y'all. Let's move on to any advice that we have for him in regards to his relationship with his wife. Now that they will not be alone for the next 18 plus years.
Just let it go. Yep. Whatever it is, that's for it. The first three and a half, four months.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it is, for the first 3.5-4 months, let it ride.
Let it ride.
Because the hormones are going to be crazy for about 2 months. And then after that, there's just so much more about the bond between mother and child is just different. You know, she's carrying your daughter right now. You're never going to know how that feels. And so her response to motherhood is going to be maybe a little more intense. It's not going to make sense to you sometimes. And, you know, you're going to need to just act without arguing, because the arguments are going to be useless and they're going to remember them. You know what I'm saying? When that postpartum state is going on and they feel like you didn't really hold it down like you could have, I remember a couple of instances where you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So you want to just be real extra pliable for those early months as she adjusts to that new space.
You got to remember that she is not the woman you married in that moment.
Word.
Seriously. I mean, like, fellas, again, I don't know if y'all can agree with me on this, but, like, what that moment feels like, she'll say some shit, and you'd be like, this the shit I knew you always felt. You just, all this shit did was just release the truth. That's what you gonna feel. But it's not true, yeah, man. It's because I do think there's another part, and maybe that's what happened. Like the shell of the egg got a crack before it heals. It's like, you know, when they actually start becoming mothers, something changes. Like, and it's funny because I know I had certain expectations of women I dated, and I didn't, you know, now I realize that the reason why a lot of these women didn't have it was because, you know, they didn't have children. They didn't know that, you know, they didn't embrace just this notion of this is who I am as part of my commitment to this experience and the well-being of everyone. So it kind of gels after a while. So, yeah, give that time to let that gelling occur. And just don't take it personal, man. You just, you know, just for the first 4 months, man, just fuck you. Just know that.
Because you ain't give up your body. You ain't give up your vagina.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If your wife mess around and have to have, God forbid, but a lot of like every other mom I know in the last year has had a C-section. Like, that shit is tough. You know, she's going to have line, like, you know, stretch marks possibly. Probably got a line going down her belly right now. You know what I'm saying? True. So, like, all that shit is going to wear on her psyche for a minute. And mm-hmm. you got to really be supportive in that space. You know what I'm saying?
Real quick, I just want to look. All right. So, that dark line is something.
Sexy
is
that, oh, my bad.
Calm down, bro. That line actually for black women helps with the development of the baby's brain. It's like concentrated melanin, which, you know, actually helps the synapses go even stronger. And it's something that, you know, white women don't have. So that's actually some real dope shit that when y'all see it, it's not like a stretch mark thing. It's actually a brain development thing.
Hey, yo, what? Yo, wait, time out. Whatever the fuck my baby brother Polo just said, I'm co-signing. He just said that was so far above my head just now. Whatever that nigga said about that dark line, I'm celebrating dark lines. I'm about to go. My wife still got that dark line. I'm going to give her a little bit of DNA on that dark line. Goddamn it. She gets some DNA on that.
That dark line is sexy as hell. I don't care what y'all say. As is breastfeeding. I'm sorry. I say it. I don't care. Y'all judge me if y'all want.
I'm just
seeing
you.
Seeing your wife feed your child with her body.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nigga. Yeah.
That's
I understand the subconscious commitment to breasts that I've had my entire life. It makes sense now.
Yes, it will.
It does. It does. How the fuck did this conversation get to where everybody wants some ass now?
Because there's something in our biology, man. We're still man. Everybody in here can still fucking fuck. So we thinking, you know what? I can pass my genetic code on one more time.
One more again. One more again.
Shit, I like my sleep. Fuck all that. Got me fucked up.
Said that same shit, man.
Hey man,
speaking of good ass, you ain't gonna be more horny in your life than those months that you can't touch her. You gonna scrape the paint off the walls.
yo, Aaron, I wanna say one thing, dude. Big B just opened the door. Aaron, I'm gonna say one word to you. I want you to look it up. I want you to research this shit. That shit is called vulva. Aaron, that is for some reason the vagina of the pregnant woman is a continuous moisture process. It's a continuous dripping wet process. I ran away from the vulva. I ran away from it because I didn't want to hurt the baby. I was on the myth that I was kind of, you know, before my injury, I was on the size thing. And I ran away from the vulva. And my doctor said, no, my nigga, embrace the vulva. Let me tell you, that pregnant white cooch is the wettest, slipperiest. It is the most weak. But the only thing is that you think that you're stabbing your child. If you can just get over that little thing right there, like you're stabbing your kid in the top of the head or something, you will enjoy the vulva.
Oh, watch the baby come out with a funny shaped head, you're going to feel guilty. With a big
bit in his forehead, that will be your fault. But
oh, God.
Hey, man, you can put that all on your wife because your wife is going to be the one to shape the head. So yeah. You got a little more work to do, baby.
So wait a minute, y'all. So I'm the only one on this call, on this kingly round table. I am the only one that understands the delight of slipping.
I got to be real. At a certain point, like maybe around month six, both of our sex drives just kind of died. I think hers died. Hers died first, and then I kind of just got a sympathy like that. I guess I should stop trying to fuck her. She's tired and her back hurts all the time. That's not, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, right. So I kind of went to a space where I was okay. You know what I'm saying? I went back into my high school days where I wasn't getting no pussy. So I just kind of reflected on those moments.
See, that's where Google comes into play, though. That's when you should be like, you know, on Google, they said, you know, sex all the way up till labor, you know, going to ease your cramps and make the delivery better.
Yeah.
That's what it's on the internet. It's true.
We all grown men here. I mean, my wife was extreme. It was reversed for us. Like, after about 6 months, she got extremely more horny, and I just didn't want to touch her anymore. But I'm going to say this, because, yo, we keeping it super 100. Your feet, right. I didn't have to do all that. I just went to XNXX, dude, and bust one in the air, son. Yeah. Lick a shot in the, I'm from Brooklyn, man. Lick one in the air, son. Just bust it in the air, and I saved the baby. I feel like I spared my child brain damage.
Yeah, we ain't got to worry about that now. He's probably, because y'all do next month, right?
Yeah, we 30 days. Actually, we like
so basically 20 days out.
You said 20 days out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just got your bag packed and stuff.
Oh, yeah, my bag. Actually, we just packed our bags today.
Oh, it's to go down.
Yeah, we packed the bags. We got the breast pump there. Nigga, it looks like a fucking old school, like those car phones. It looks like one of those, like the old school ones you have to carry in a bag.
Aaron, how tall are you and how tall is your wife?
I'm 5'10". My wife's 5'10".
Yo. Yeah, okay.
But I'm also like almost 280.
Okay.
So real quick on the breast pump and the milk thing. Breast milk is the best thing for the baby. Like, everybody knows that.
Right.
Yes.
But you don't control that. Keep that in mind. Like, you're going to want, because that goes back to a lot of other shit we talked about with just being supportive and being wrong. Whenever you're right, you're still wrong, possibly. Like, be prepared. Like, you might be like, yo, it's breast milk. Let's make this motherfucker strong. Make him fast. Make him smart. But they ain't biting on your nipples. You ain't hooking no machines up to your titties. Mm-hmm. So... Mm. Always remember not to push too hard on that if she's just not up for it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Do as much as you can, but, you know, at the end of the day, that's not your choice.
No doubt.
Right, because they're going to be dealing with – she's going to be dealing with a lot, man. I mean, going through that change and, you know, they say a lot of women, you know, their sex drive does change after having a kid. And you kind of just have to –
Yeah. Definitely.
You got to play it by ear. All you can really do is be supportive, man. Cause I mean, she's the one who's going to have to get up a lot of the times to feed the baby. And you just like, damn, like baby crying this time. You like every 4 hours, you like, damn girl. But
yeah,
that's what they do. But man, it's a beautiful sight though. Seeing your wife hold your baby and breastfeeding them and the moments that that bond that they have, that's so special. You just like, man, this shit is beautiful.
Vagina might not ever be the same.
So, she might
shit herself while she's giving birth. You know.
Oh,
if all those things.
If nobody's told you, my wife told me to don't look. Just be on the side. Be by her ear. You know, doctor telling you the baby coming out. Let him look. Don't look. Do not look.
No, I looked, son.
I cut the cord.
Yeah, I cut the cord, but I didn't see.
I didn't cut the cord.
Yeah, I cut the cord too, but I didn't look down there.
So it's different.
No, I'm looking from the top. Like, yeah, I see the baby coming out. I see the head, but no, I wasn't full on view, man. No, my wife told me nah.
Yeah, I didn't want to look if, you know, my wife had an emergency C-section. Okay. Like, I wasn't planning on looking at a normal vaginal birth. I had no intentions of seeing that vagina in any other light than the light I originally fell in love with it with.
Right.
But, you know, with C-section, it's kind of like, you know, especially the circumstance we was under, it was like, it was kind of a dazed, confused, you know, I don't want to get into all that.
Now look, would it be offensive for the wife of a dude who looked to speak? Is that off bounds? Or are we keeping this all guy or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's a conversation for men, so.
No, you just encourage it, that's all. I mean, you ain't the doctor, so don't act like you doing everything, but just if the doctor's saying to do, just, you know, you doing good, baby, keep it up, almost there, but that's it. If it ain't going to be positive, don't say nothing.
Aaron, let me just give you a quick treat, and then I'm going to kick her ass out. So I called Miss Moody in my office, right? I'm just telling y'all real quick. She's going to get the fuck out real quick because she's not privy to it. Listen, so she's about to say, so look, babe, so you going through the labor with AJ. And because we're talking about not looking when the baby. Okay, so tell this is all kings. Aaron, Feet, Polo, Chris, Rock. Big G.
It's Rock. It's not
Rock.
Polo.
It's Rock.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Rock. I'm sorry. And wait, hold on. And then we got baby bro KJ on the phone. Okay. Tell him what I said as I was looking at the butchery and the barbarianism of the
tell him what? She looks just like me.
Yeah, but did I stay with you the whole time?
Yes.
Was I fascinated?
I mean, yeah, you were down there with Dr. Dobson.
Down all up in the vagina.
Oh, yo, dude, what's that? That's a spleen. Oh, really? What's that? That's her bikini. Yeah, he was down there. He wasn't up by my face. He was down at the, yeah.
Yeah, that's dope. Because it's still she, okay.
Miss Moody, I feel like I know you so much better now.
Yo, dude, she was there. I'm so into it that it was ridiculous. I wanted to pull a baby out, but they told me I didn't go to school for that shit.
Hey, like, I got this.
I'm not gonna lie. I had that moment where my wife asked me today. She's like, "Do you want to cut the cord?" And I was like, "Man, how much are we paying these niggas again?" I guess I cut it. I mean, do I get a discount if I cut it? Hey, I mean,
is it part of the package?
Is it a part of the package? Is it like a top tier and then a middle tier and, you know, like a lower tier where they just, you know, catch the baby and hand it to you?
Right.
See, I had a doctor that was on joke time, though, because, you know, he was like, "You want to cut the cord?" And I was like, "All right, whatever." And I went to cut it, and he was like, no, I'm kidding. That's right there. He's doing it right there.
I would have punched his ass in the motherfucking face. Jerk.
But you know what, though? One thing, though, on the real, during that labor process, you might want to get in cool with the doctor because they're going to, you know, they're going to try your manhood coming in there every 30 minutes and inserting fingers and, yeah, she's feeling like she's almost ready. Yeah. 30 more minutes before come in and, yeah, feeling good. Everything looks good.
It is a little weird. I'll admit that, yeah.
Yes, sir.
No, what's weird is I don't know if at any point did they like switch a doctor on you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when it's kind of weird. It's like, look, man, we've kind of created a little bit of a big love thing here. Y'all, who's this other motherfucker? Especially now getting out of hand.
Oh, now big African dudes, his index fingers is damn near as big as my dick was. I was like, oh.
Like that? Now that's scary. But Aaron, let me ask you now: are you guys projected to do? Are you doing vaginal or you're doing C-section? Do you know?
As of right now, we're doing a vaginal, unless anything, you know, complications. But you know, she's pretty much just ready to rock and roll. I asked her if she wanted epidural. I'm sorry, and she was like, "Nah, I'm good." And I was like, "Now."
They said that early in the game.
Well, yeah. I said, now, are you sure you want me to tell them no if they ask? And she was like, no. I'm just saying that now. I was like, ooh, thank God.
Yeah, let me tell you, what I wanted to mention about the epidural is, listen, Mrs. Moody is probably one of the most calmest, level head. I mean, she'd just be chilling. But the whole thing is, it was already projected she'd have a C-section. So we already knew what it was. Let me tell you something. That needle, Big B talking about them African doctors with hands as big as his dick. Let me tell you something. When I saw that needle, I was like, oh, shit, son. They getting ready to stick that in her back, like about 1 inch from her spine.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something about an epidural. All of her pregnancy put together, all of it. You could combine all of her moments. None of her pregnancy combined, Aaron, if she has to get an epidural, none of that will equal the sheer satanic exorcist activity that will go on when they stick a 9-inch needle in her back, 1 inch away from her spine. My wife had to have an epidural. She told me I wasn't shit, ain't never been shit, wasn't going to be shit. Yo, listen, she told the doctor, she told him, she says, I just don't, where did you go to school at, you bitch motherfucker? And she was going off.
Wow.
So, Aaron, if it goes there, which we, you know, we want to do that natural thing, you get prepared. Some things are going to come out of her mouth. That 20 year, I'm still looking at my wife with hurt feelings from 11 years ago, son. She says some things to me that I still haven't been able to recover from, son.
Those of you that know my wife, rock.
Yeah.
Rock.
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
Yeah, man.
So on that note, so I'm about to do some books again. So once again, if you don't fuck with, if you Kanye West, you know, I understand. But a couple things about medical shit in them hospitals. They do pregnancy like a conveyor belt, like McDonald's does burgers. Mm-hmm. So they get their money. The quicker they can get you in, pop that baby out and get you out, that's how they get their money. And so, like, I mentioned how, like, half of my friends in the last year have had C-sections, they've just had babies. Part of that is because the doctors like to push that shit. You know what I'm saying? So if you haven't already been on a strong tip of, like, these breathing exercises, this hypnobirthing, whatever it is, get on that shit as hard as you can now. Because when the pain comes and you ain't ready for it, they're going to tell you C-section, you're going to be like, fuck it. Or they're going to tell you epidural, and you're going to be like, fuck it. And, you know, you're going to trust the doctors. That's what they're going to do. And it ain't all bad. But, you know, that shit is not it ain't necessarily just for you. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't out the kindness of their heart. You know? And I just want to just keep that in mind. There's a lot of shit. I don't want to scare you, but if you want to watch, this is a documentary actually done by Ricky Lake called The Business of Giving Birth, The Business of Birthing, some shit like that, where she just kind of looks into, you know, what goes on in America as a first world country with the way we give birth to babies and how, like, we got a lot more shit going wrong than we should because we be on some capitalist, let's get money shit. So, you know, keep that in mind.
I'm scared.
You should be. Sorry.
Yeah, it's just, you're not going to be able to, you can't do nothing. It's hard to watch.
Wait, are y'all using the tongs or the suction to get the baby out?
I don't even know, dude. Like, we haven't talked about that yet. We only went to a couple baby classes and then we missed one because I had, you know, started that new job. So we're kind of running through things. I'm kind of against using the suction cup thing. I've heard about it before, but I still would have to talk to the doctor to kind of understand the benefits and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, that was a nice little, the thing they just showed us the pictures, and we were just kind of like, oh, I get hell or Hades as my choices here. You know, the main thing is, you know, I think somebody just hit on a good point where you just want to have a good relationship with your doctor. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Keep talking to them. This ain't their first rodeo, you know. But one last thing that I hold on to is just lesser people have done this.
True.
Much lesser people have done this.
Honey, Boo's mom has kids.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk. You know, so you got it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it, brother.
So, Aaron, you know, look, dude, we talk all the time. You know, like I told you when we first started, this is a test of who you are. And really, as much fun as we've had, it really just comes down to that, man. It's who you are and it's who you're going to be. You know, I kind of know that myself as a father. I've always been a pretty strong dude, but I've actually gotten stronger. You know, found out things about myself that I didn't know I possessed, man. So I think personally that you're going to be a outstanding kind of guy. But remember, you've heard it from Big B. You've heard it with that when you reach your temper point. You are going to end up, you're going to push yourself to the limit. And I'm telling you, I push myself. It's Skype. See, y'all know what?
We ain't had this problem before, Moody.
No, it's me. It's me. Skype gave me a temporary pass. Now they hate me again, son. This is why I don't ever be on nobody's show. They hate me, son. But look, Aaron, you're going to find out who you are. As much as you know who you are right now, you're going to find out who you are. Look, just be strong. Don't forget that you have duties outside of being a father. You know, that's a lot of things I think a lot of guys forget about is we treat a woman a certain way, we do a certain thing, and we have a baby, and we forget what we were doing previous to that. And that is why the job of a man is very hard. I don't take anything from the job of a woman, but the job of a man is incredibly hard because we have to keep a balance of who we are and whatever. And so I learned so much about myself when my wife was pregnant. I learned so much about myself when my daughter was growing up. You're going to do the same thing because you're an outstanding person. You're a father now, technically. But that baby, when it comes out, it's going to be a completely different world, Aaron. One thing that you have that a lot of brothers don't have, you have a bunch of kinfolk that we had our fun tonight. You know, we had a lot of fun with a lot of great people. But you got some real people that you can refer back to, and you can call us at 1, 2, 3 in the morning. Probably cuss your ass out, but you can call us and say the baby crying and I think I'm a flip. What am I going to do? Take advantage of the fact that you do have experienced fathers that are on the line. And I'm going to be, guys, I'm pretty much done talking, but let me just say one thing about this whole conversation. I think I'm the elder statesman on the phone. I think as far as podcasting goes, it's one thing that I've been doing while we've been having this conversation. I don't want to get into my way of feeling some kind of way, because y'all know how I do if I get in that zone. But I want to say something. You know what, man? We are doing something that maybe not all of us understand the relevancy of it. And we're doing something that maybe you guys will see years later, as much as we've been laughing and joking. We're a bunch of black men on the phone. Oh, he go, listen. Yo, I know a white man on Skype. Now I know a white man on Skype. But yo, but let me say one thing. We're a bunch of black men on the phone and we're talking about family. So y'all don't let me, I'm not going to stay on my soapbox. I'm not going to do that tonight. But I love all of y'all. I'm very happy that we had this opportunity to build together as a family. Aaron, we got on the phone as a bunch of black male podcasters and we talked about raising family. I want everybody to make a promise. You don't have to make it to me. I'm nobody you got to make promises to. I want you guys to make a promise that don't let this be the last time that not only the guys that are on the phone tonight have this conference, but y'all guys make sure that y'all extend this. You know, we will all be dinosaurs. We're going to be ushering in a new wave of men that are willing to be men and talk about family. So I just want to tell everybody on the phone right now, I have the utmost respect for you. And I fought so hard for moments like this that I really do feel some kind of way. So like I'm really proud of y'all, man. I don't think people understood what we're fighting for. And not only are we on the phone with a bunch of intelligent brothers, we on the phone with good men. And we did this. And when this podcast come out, after Chris goes through 25 hours of editing,
It's going to be another one of the greatest things. We are here setting standard, and we are here being historic. So thank you guys for allowing me in. Aaron, you already know that if you didn't get any advice you need, you have 24 access to everybody on this phone. But, y'all, we are making some history right now. So I just want everybody to respect that. And when somebody new knocks on your door in a podcast fashion, y'all share that love. Love. That's why we here. That's why we here. And I'm done. And I'm done.
No doubt.
That's it, man. All right, B.
Am I the only one that, like, had a list and, like, held the list?
No, I had a list of some, too. Tried to sneak it in when I could.
I mean, I had a bunch. I just said all the stuff while we were talking.
Yeah, same here. I said everything while I was talking.
All right. Well, just real quick, I'll just go through mine real quick. Just little tricks of the trade, I guess I will give to you, my brother. When she starts walking, walk her around the block before it's time for night-night. Mm. And not in the stroller. Make her walk. Because she will be so good and tired, and you will get some sleep.
Yes.
Check two, if you got a baby wet wipe warmer for the baby shower, throw that shit in the trash. That shit is going to dry up your wet wipes. Throw that shit in the trash. Another thing, I don't know about y'all's kids, but fortunately for me, mine's gave me a warning whimper. So like in the middle of the night, I got like a little... And if you respect that, your life will be better, because a lot of people like to wait and say, oh, she's going to go back to sleep. No, get up. When you hear that warning shot, get that bottle, get it in her mouth, and you will get her back to sleep. If you let her go to that full-blown cry, it's going to take hours to cool her down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Boom. Every guy's going to tell you to get your gun and shine it up and all that good stuff. You like me, bruh. I like hands-on technique, so fuck a gun. I'm going to put my hand on you fucking my little girl.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Someone said, I think it was Feek said something about, you will get the golden shower.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was, I don't know which one. But, yeah, have the clean pamper locked and loaded when you remove the old one and put it up as a shield so you won't get the golden shower.
Good. And when they first wake up is when they're most likely to piss on you.
Mm-hmm.
So like when they wake up, make sure they fully awake, give them a little love, and then lay them down to change the diaper. And even then, like lay them down, be like, yeah, you peeing right now? You peeing? Okay, then take the diaper off and fake that shit. Like do a straight up like crossover, you know, put it right back on that motherfucker. And before anything happens, and you know, you got a girl, so I don't know if they spray like little boys. Little boys shoot you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Little boys, at least you know where it's going. Little girls, there is no.
Yo, what the fuck is happening?
It's coming. Oh, yeah. And my last bit of advice, and I'm going to tell you, if you listen to nothing else, I tell you, for all the gentlemen here that have little girls, okay? You need to learn your daughter's poop sound. If she is pooping, she's going to have a face or she's going to make a little noise or something. You better recognize it. And as soon as you hear it, get right by her side. And as soon as she's finished, get that diaper off her. Because if you let her crawl around with it or whatever, that poop is going to get in places where you are not going to feel comfortable going to get it. Like Moody said, he fainted when he saw his daughter's blood. Man, when I was shown that I had to open up and retrieve out of there, I was like, I can't do that. I can't do so.
Oh, I'm so happy I have a boy. Oh, fuck.
That's real.
Yeah, that's how having a daughter castrates a man.
Yeah, I understand.
You literally, like, and that's one thing I don't think anybody has mentioned tonight. Just to jump in real quick, like, lust melts away from you to an extent when you have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. You look at women differently. It's just like, I have been changed.
Only got daughters and had daughters first.
Wait. Porno, that was the realest shit ever spoken. When it came to porn, I don't really watch porn anymore because everybody got AIDS and it kind of turned me off. I can't get a witty when I know I'm watching somebody with AIDS. But here's the whole thing. When I used to watch porn, it used to be awesome to watch teen girl gets banged by older guy because I knew that she wasn't really a teen. Like, I knew she was 25. I knew she was 30 years old. Once I had my daughter, if I even looked at a porn search and it said teen, I just went to church and drank holy water straight to the head, son. Straight to the head, and I rubbed them, what's them little crackers? I rubbed them shits all over my face and under my armpits, man. Once I had a daughter, porn was not really cool. So for the last 11 years, I haven't been really great with the porn thing, and now I barely watch it at all. A daughter will turn your life around, and a daughter will also make you understand what you did to somebody's daughter. You will forever live in fear that another little nigga is going to do it to yours. So I'm on the run, son. I'm on the run.
Just kind of piggybacking off what Rock said. I don't know if you guys remember the R&B singer Case.
Right.
He had a song. I think the name of the song is called Sky. And at the beginning of the song, he says, you can never really appreciate a woman until you've taken part in making one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's so true. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, your vision of everything is different after you've created one. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's... I'm telling you, it's going to be the greatest blessing in the world, my brother, but it's going to be... Yeah. It's going to be a lot of work.
Yep,
all right. A lot of work.
I got one more thing too. I don't know your job situation, Aaron, but you know, for me, every now and again, man, I call in sick and just hang out with my kids all day. I do that. I do that every now and again, man. I'll call off sick, and Chanel be like, oh, "Okay, they going to school today?" I'm like, "Yeah, okay, yeah, they going to school." Man, they be right here at the house with me. We're gonna go run. We run in the city, we doing our thing, and just hanging out with them, man. I mean, she's going to be a newborn baby, so that's a little different. But as she progresses into that, the young child and stuff like that, you know, random day off, and just go. Don't tell your wife where you're going. Just go. Let her go to work. You go do your thing, man. That just from the day she's born until when she moves out of your house, she'll always remember that. She'll always remember dad picked me up, took me to get some ice cream in the middle of the day for no reason. You know, that's something that you'll always have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fellas, I gotta actually get ready to get off of the call. I just want to piggyback off of KJ really quick. I call it throwing the ball. I know when I was coming up, I've never thrown a ball with my dad. Like, my dad has never thrown me a ball. And I know that for a lot of people that listen, they're like, so what does that mean? It means everything. It means everything. Like, I've never played catch with my dad. I never got a hug from my dad. I've never done any of that stuff. So even with your daughter, I'm telling y'all, one of the most satisfying feelings in the world. I knew my daughter went and played baseball. She was a girly girl from the time she came out of the womb. I didn't think she'd be, my daughter is an elite gymnast. I didn't think she would be that, but I knew she wouldn't be like a ball player. But one thing me and her used to do, I went to Walmart and they had the cutest little person glove. And we bought that glove and we used to stand in our backyard and we used to just play catch. And you know what's really funny is that years later, my daughter remembers catch. What KJ just said, she remembers going to Brewster's and getting ice cream. So Aaron, take this time. You know you can't be your child's friend.
Right.
Can't be a full-time friend. That's dangerous. But take these moments and embrace. I'm on a PTA. I'm on the goddamn HOA. I'm on the VMAs. I'm on the MTV. If anything that got to do with my daughter, I'm on that board. Because these moments, they can't be captured. And the last thing, Aaron, because I'm the only guy on this phone that would say I was done and still say some more shit. Listen, take pictures like it's going out of style.
Yes, sir. Take them all.
Take your Aaron. I don't give a fuck if it's a picture of her drooling from her mouth. Take pictures like it's going out of style, because with little kids, they grow so fast that you got to remember the moment. You got to remember Sunday at 1:15 p.m. You got to remember it. Not only do you take the pictures, Aaron, title it, write on it, make a collage of pictures. These moments are forever. And this is the one thing about a child, money, fame, none of that shit really matters. But with a child, they live in eternity. All of us that are on the phone, aren't your parents, if they're still alive and if they're not, God bless them, but don't y'all still have an older family member that's still teasing you about something that you did when you was five?
Of course.
Hell yeah.
It's so important. It's so important, Aaron. So you're going to be great, fellas. I got to get out of here because, unfortunately, I got to get back up out of my house. I thought I would be home for the night, but I got to leave. So, look, I'm sorry to break out like that, but, yo, I love y'all. We made history tonight, and, Aaron, you're going to be fine. You got too many people backing you up to not be excellent, my brother. So just do your thing, kid. We got faith in you.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, Feek, you got any last words?
Not really, man. I'm kind of spent. You know, I kind of dropped everything in between. And then, you know, Moody really hit us with a bunch of jewels. Don't be afraid of being a corny dad, man, because you only get to do that shit once. You know, like, put whatever picture you want to put on Facebook, put that shit on Facebook if you want to put that shit on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Whatever song you want to sing, you know, whatever picture you want to show to people who don't give a fuck, it ain't for them. It's for you. Show them the motherfucking pictures, you know. So just it's really, you know me. I'm all about the id, you know. So like, try to be a id based father at certain times where the things you really want to do them, because you're not gonna fuck.
Yo,
got what I need,
and it's not right there, right? Yo, so you're not gonna have a chance to be a father of your first child again. You're only gonna have that chance once. You might have another child, but you're not gonna have this experience but one time. So, you know, you wanna make sure you do it to the fullest.
Rock, what you got?
Yeah, man. Just pay attention to the patterns, man. The patterns of your baby, patterns of your woman. Just and you know, fuck you. You know, just embrace the fuck you, and you'll be fine.
Absolutely.
All right, and all I gotta say is, man, that this is the greatest job to have. I love it. I wouldn't trade it in for anything, man. Just enjoy it all. Enjoy every moment, every little thing she does, good or bad. Just take it all in, man. Because fatherhood is the greatest, and if you go in it with that outlook of enjoying it, You'll love it.
Thank you. Absolutely. Can I say something?
Sure.
So we embrace the concept of the village in my crew. The tribe, the village. Uh-huh. And this is a testament, in my opinion, let's be real, it's people that I feel close to and are willing to share their knowledge with me. And most of us have never even met, you know, so there's a connection there. So I consider you all a part of my village, and I am humbled and appreciative of you taking the time to sit back. And, you know, even though I'm not the youngest guy in the world, you know, I'm of age, but you are, and you know, you're still instilling that knowledge in me, and I appreciate everything that your life experiences bring. So from, you know, the bottom of my heart, you know, I definitely wanted to thank you. This is what supports your own
and not to really get too deep into that shit, but that's what this is about. You know what I'm saying? Being able to sit back and talk and be there for each other. So, you know, I truly appreciate y'all, man.
Oh, no doubt, man. I was about to take it there anyway. But, yeah, this is all about support your own, man. So for all those who are listening, please go out there, support Black Astronauts in Deep Show. Welcome to the Village, Mr. Moody's Neighborhood. Black is, man, it's all about, we all about supporting and seeing all of us succeed. So, man, I just want to thank all y'all for taking the time to, I know some of y'all is late as hell, but taking the time to drop some knowledge on Aaron and just let him know that we got his back and we support you. And if you got questions or advice or you just want to talk and vent, man, you know, we got brothers here who are willing to pick answer the phone for you, man.
I appreciate
no
it.
No doubt. Bro. No doubt.
Appreciate it.
All right, man.
All right, y'all. So take it easy and we'll
like
talk
to
y'all later.
This one peace. Someone I cherish. She loves me unconditionally. No matter what, I love her. I'll always be here for you, baby. Yeah. So from God, he gave me this gift, you, and I give you this as well. Even though we don't live in the same home, and I might have missed your graduation, and no matter how many miles I'm away from you, you know that I love you. Yeah, daddy on every station, thinking I'm loving my occupation. I know I got you home waiting, Desi, I do it all for you. Daddy's little girl, I will give you the world.